We ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, being 9 o'clock, I'll go ahead and call Brazoria Drainage District number 4 Board of Commissioners meeting to order on this August 4th, 2020. We always begin our meeting with an invocation and a pledge. Our invocation will be led by Commissioner Keller, and our pledge will be led by Commissioner Rogers, so please rise and join us.
Good morning and welcome, everyone. In the interest of political correctness, I'm obliged to mention to you that I have no desire to move you from your religion or to move you to mine. I don't believe in proselytization. Having said that, if you choose to pray in a different way than I, which is to a triune God, then you're welcome to do so. Our Heavenly Father, we are once again grateful for this opportunity to serve our constituents. May we do so in a manner that meets both their approval and that of yours. Father, we pray for those who are ill with this nasty virus. We pray, Father, that we can come to an end of this pandemic in a short while. Lord, lives are being taken, and we mourn them, and we pray for their souls. Heavenly Father, we pray also for the forgiveness of our sins in Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. Our pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you and welcome. Item 2 is public comments. I have none before me. Item 3 is the approval of minutes of our regular meeting of July the 7th, 2020. And make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Any comments, questions, or concerns?
Without exception.
Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item 4, approval of checks for the expenses for August and September 2020. Motion to approve checks numbers 38586 through 38667. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Okay, motion been made. Second, any comments, questions, concerns?
Without exception.
Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item 5, new business. Discussion, consideration, and possible action to authorize the chairman to take a record vote on a proposed tax rate for the 2020 tax year and to schedule the date, time, and place for a public hearing on the proposed tax rate. I'll make a motion we take a record vote on tax rate to be set at 146,000, and the date of our public hearing will be September 1st at 8:30 a.m. Is there a second?
Second the motion.
Motion been made and seconded. How do you vote, Commissioner Keller?
I vote aye.
Mr. Rogers?
Aye.
Aye. And Commissioner Brennan can vote aye. Moving on to item B, discussion, consideration, possible action to award the bid for BDD4 number 20609, Concrete Paving Services Annual Contract. Make a motion based on the recommendation of our staff to award the bid for concrete paving services to JBRI Construction. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. I presume that these bids were sent out in accordance with all rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws. Is that correct?
That's correct, Commissioner.
Okay. And we only had one bid on this. Is that correct?
That's true.
Okay. Any other comments from staff in regards to this bid?
No, sir. Only comment is the existing contractor, we have held a contract for two previous years. Been a good working relationship. So recommend continuing with the use of the contract.
Yeah, I like the way the percentage of change is good.
Yeah.
Zero. And I see that you got more detail and you added some new things too, so we're getting more tuned in on what we really need.
Exactly. You kind of learn each year as you go. There always seems to be something that you haven't accounted for on the previous year.
All right. Any other questions, comments? All in favor to award this contract, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item C, discuss consideration of possible action to award the bid for BDD 4 number 20610, General Contract Services Annual Contract. Make the motion we award the bid to JBRI Construction. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded, and I'll follow up with the same comments. I presume all this was advertised and awarded in accordance with the rules, regulations, guidelines, and laws?
Right? That is correct, Commissioner.
Thank you.
As mentioned previously, this is a contract that the contractor built previously. This particular contract is not one that the district utilizes very frequently. This is just kind of a just-in-case scenario. We use it if we have an equipment shortage or manpower shortage. In the past year, we utilized it very, very, very little. The previous year, when we implemented it, we used it quite a bit to move forward on a couple of drainage projects ahead of schedule. But once again, this is a contract that the district doesn't typically utilize on a very frequent basis. But it's good to have it in place just in case we need to run.
These folks are very reliable.
Very reliable, yes, sir.
Thank you. Well, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item D, discussion consideration of possible action to award the bid for BDD 4 number 20611, hauling services annual contract. Make a motion we approve and award the bid to JBRI Construction. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Made and seconded. I'll follow up again. We've followed all the rules, regulations.
Yes, sir. All the rules, regulations were followed and pursuing a contractor for this annual contract. Same situation arising. We actually only had one bid submitted for this. It's actually the contractor that held the contract last year. We had very good luck with them on this particular area and recommend that we proceed, the board proceed with the approval of this contract for JBRI.
Any other questions, comments?
Without exception.
All in favor in awarding the bid to JBRI, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item E, discussion consideration possible action to award the bid for BDD 4 number 20612, reinforced concrete storm sewer box culverts annual contract. Make a motion we award the bid to Rinker Materials. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Again, we followed all rules, regulations, and guidelines and posted this.
That is correct, Commissioner. We did. And as you can see there on the chart, there is a varying 4 to 5% increase in costs over last year's contract. This is the same vendor that has held the contract for the previous 2 years. Prior to that, we actually utilized contracts with Brazoria County. We utilized Brazoria County to contract on these materials. When we realized that we could get a better deal 3 years ago, we started going after our own contract. Ironically enough, the tide has completely shifted here, and Brazoria County is now utilizing our contracts and not even doing their own because of the cost savings that we've seen found with Rinker on these contracts. So just an FYI on that. But in comparison to last year's, there's an average of a 4 to 5% increase. increase on the period.
But this is an interlocal contract only with Missouri County?
No, sir. This is a contract directly between Missouri Drainage District Number 4 and Ranger Materials Furnishing the Pipe, that any political subdivision has the ability to utilize this same contract. It's written into the contract that way. So Ranger will honor this contract with Missouri County, City of Pearland, or any other government agency that wishes to utilize these prices.
Without dealing through us?
Correct. They have their own
direction.
Thank you.
And bids were sent out to other people too, since we only got, we're using the same people for a couple years straight.
Correct. Yes, sir. Ultimately, it's publicly vetted. It's put in the local newspapers, advertised for the requisite amount of time, and all the procedures were followed. So.
Are there other local competitors that just didn't bid?
There is one other large manufacturer that recently had a name change. They have not bid. We submitted to them directly, and they have not tendered a bid for 3 years in a row.
And Ranker has supplied the box culverts that on an as-needed basis, and we buying them and storing them.
It's on an as-needed basis.
Okay.
Typically, your concrete boxes are very job specific, so you wait till the plan and the project is engineered, then you actually have the boxes custom built for a job.
Any other questions, comments? All in favor of awarding the bid to Ranker Materials, indicate by saying aye.
I have just one follow-up question, not directly related, if I may, Commissioner.
Sure.
Is the cost of concrete as fluid as it was at one time, or is it pretty stable now?
It varies. It does vary. It is stable in the fact that they feel confident that there is a cost and or a price to stick with it for a year.
But don't be surprised if it's not the same it was the last time you ordered.
Correct. And that's why you see on this particular one that 4-5% cost increase. That's something we've seen on this contract very, very consistently with the 3 years now we've been monitoring. So concrete steadily tends to rise.
No problem. Moving on to item F, discussion, consideration, possible action to award the bid for BDD4 number 20613 HDPE storm sewer pipe annual contract. Make a motion we award the bid to Fortin Line Waterworks. Is there a second?
Second.
Again, this. This bid was followed all rules, regulations, and laws.
That's correct, Commissioner. We followed all government codes and district policies in pursuing an annual contract here. One of the things that I guess the very first thing that you'll notice, the recommendation is to a new vendor for this material. Historically, we've used in the previous 2 years a local retailer has provided the best price for this product. For 2020, it looks like Fortin Line came in substantially lower on pricing. So it's the staff's recommendation based on best available price that we go with the new vendor. One of the things in this particular contract, I will say, as it pertains to which vendor we buy it from, this is a direct ship. The district only orders these materials in 18-wheeler quantities. So it's kind of a direct pass-through billing, if you will. We order a minimum of 18-wheeler quantities, and the material gets delivered straight to us from the manufacturer. So it doesn't. It's not an inventory that's kept at the vendor's yard, and they're readily supplying us. We order in bulk and is supplied directly to us from the manufacturer of the pipe. So as far as which vendor holds the contract, basically I issue an email to the vendor. The vendor hits forward, forwards it to the manufacturer. The manufacturer trucks up the pipe directly, and then the filling industry. So.
And that price includes offloading?
Correct. Yes, they unload the materials. Sorry.
So, and you're comfortable with the availability and delivery that this company will provide?
I am comfortable with the availability and the delivery because, once again, it's being supplied. We are supplied directly from the manufacturer, not necessarily with them.
We're actually dealing with the same people regardless of which vendor the contract.
Correct.
So that was my question. It's the same manufacturer?
It's the same manufacturer.
Okay, cool.
As a little more information, I believe the sales rep that has quoted this pipe was actually the sales rep that quoted the price back in 2018 that we had, for the manufacturer.
Okay. I need to ask a question. Either this plant is very small or my eyesight is going. Now, this is for line one. Is this 12-foot pipe or 12-inch pipe?
That is 12-inch pipe.
Okay.
And you're correct. That is a very small pipe.
No, because all I see is one dash behind the 12. Is there two dashes there? From my eyesight going. Come on, Lee.
Yeah. I only see one.
Because that was my question, because if we were buying 12-foot sections at the unit price, or we're buying 12-inch at per foot.
Well, these are the item listed should be 12-inch, 15-inch. These are the diameter of the pipe sizes, and it's a per linear foot.
I think the dash is a typo.
Okay. It's not my eyesight, then. I still see small print.
We'll tell you whatever you need here.
yeah, I can't. Even with the glasses I have on, I can't quite.
Young guys, come up to
so it's 12 inch, for example, 12 inch, the high density propylene pipe per linear foot awarded to Fortin Line is $5.80 a foot.
That's correct.
Come on, don't strain there, John. Okay. I just wanted clarification. I just didn't know if it was 12-foot length of pipe.
It should be 12 inches. It's diameter of pipe.
Okay.
12-inch diameter of 50 inches. It's all good. Adrian got his magnifier out and confirmed there is a typo. It should be inches, not foot.
Right. All right. Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Moving on to item G, discuss consideration possible action to award the bid for BDD4 number 20614, Hydromulch Materials annual contract. Make a motion we award the bid to Haynes Company. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Came up with two bids on this. I see we followed all the rules.
That is correct, Commissioner. Okay. We followed all rules and properly vetting vendors for this particular contract. There was two bids that were open. One of them was incomplete, basically. One of them didn't offer a price for the organics material. As well as the Oasis Taxifier or equivalent, they offer a non-comparable quantity, so we didn't have a way to quantify how it was. So, with that said, on the one item that they did bid, they were higher than the Haynes Company, so we recommend to stay with the vendor we used in the past, which has a zero price increase, and completed the bid with all items requested.
Any questions?
I forget from last year, but aren't these prices here include applying the material?
No, sir, this is strictly the product.
Oh, just the,
okay. The district does the applications in-house. So this is a contract just specifically to purchase the product itself.
And I presume that the district staff was pleased with the material that was supplied in previous year.
That is correct. Yes, sir.
Any other questions, comments? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item six, variance request. Item A, discussion, consideration, possible action, development plat of Siegenhoff, BDD 4, number 20145, variance request, Christopher Scheffler, immediately west of the intersection of Roy Road and Hickory Slough. The variance request is variance from district rules, regulations, and guidelines for the plat for the development of Siegenhoff. Is Mr. Scheffler on the line?
We know.
He is not? All right. Gentlemen, I'll make my motion again. The district allow an 85-foot drainage easement on the Siegenhoff property. Is there a second?
I'll second with a comment. We spent enough time on this thing. This should be our third and final discussion of this particular matter.
Any other comments?
That's not a condition built into the motion. That's my comment.
The motion been made and seconded. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
You want to vote, Harry? Do you vote, or do you want
to? I'll go with the district recommendations, and I'll vote aye also.
Okay. All right. So the motion passes of the 85-foot variance from the drainage easement. Again, this is what we're telling him that we will accept. He's going to have to come back to us with plat plan approval. Is that correct?
That is correct. So, this is requiring a minimum of an 85-foot drainage.
Okay. All in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item B, discussion, consideration, possible action. Rodeo Palms, the Lake, Section 3, BDD 4, number 20172, variance request, Jared Bolin, west of State Highway 288, south of Troy Road, east of Old Airline Road. Variance request is for a maintenance berm of 10 foot that is adjacent to the street right-of-way. Make a motion to approve the 10-foot maintenance berm that is adjacent to the street right-of-way. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Jared, you want to give us some update on this? This is only about 100 foot.
Yeah. So right about here, there's a road that kind of goes between these two facilities. And for that short little bit of frontage on the detention, it's less than the standard minimum amount. Worth mentioning that within the road waterway there is additional ground to set on in addition to the paved part of the roadway. Given it's such a small amount of frontage where this is the case, I don't have a problem with it. More importantly, if for whatever reason we decide not to approve it, it's going to be kind of throw a wrench in their master development plan, because this was all previously determined to be okay by previous staff.
And we don't ever maintain it.
Never say never, right? But no, it's not a district facility.
Yes.
This is for the Rodeo Palms detention facility. This
correct.
Is not for drainage district.
That's correct.
Any other comments, questions? Hearing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye. I'm granting that variance request.
Aye.
Moving on to item C, discussion consideration possible action on JT Plaza 3, BDD 4, number 19198, variance request, Sam Doshi, 7514 Fife Road between Oak and Cubby Lane. First variance request is for a reduction of maintenance berm from 15 foot to 10 foot. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Jared, you want to give us an update on this, why we're granting this variance? Or
so this this site is constrained with space, due in part to the fact that they don't have public sanitary sewer and they need a septic field out there in addition to everything else that the development requires. The proposal right now is to do a vertical wall pond that has about a 2 foot high vertical wall around the perimeter. Staff and I have visited about this, and the combination of a 10 foot berm and a 2 foot wall is acceptable, considering the fact that they're going to put a ramp that would allow equipment to access the bottom of the facility. What I mean to say by that is one without two or two without one doesn't really get us to where we want to be. So I want to make sure I'm careful in making that clear.
Is the ramp also concrete?
Sir?
Is the ramp,
yes,
the exit ramp also concrete?
Yes, the ramp has got a concrete surface on top.
Okay. Well, all in favor of variance request number one, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Item two under this variance request is allowance of a vertical wall pond with concrete ramp at an 8-to-1 slope to allow equipment access for maintenance. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Only question is on this, there's no pilot channel in this detention pond.
That's correct, Commissioner. The criteria we have says that you can do what we call a naturalized detention facility where you put steeper slopes, and you can do that without a lined concrete pilot channel. And this meets that requirement.
But we haven't approved the plans for this, you're right, correct?
That's later on the agenda.
Okay, but in these plans, it's going to have the slope inside that.
The requisite slopes are being provided per plan, yes.
Okay. Okay, all in favor indicate by saying aye. I'm granting the variance request number two.
Aye.
Moving on to item D, discussion consideration possible action, Harvest Acres RV Park, BDD 4, number 20177, Kyle Urbanic, northwest corner of County Road 130 and County Road 127, southeast corner of Pearland Regional Airport. Their variance request is to allow the outfall pipe to be 6 inches above the existing flow line of the ditch instead of the required 12 inches. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. Which roadside ditch are we?
This is the project on, let me get to my slide. This is the one that fronts on Fight Road.
Well, this doesn't go on. This is either County Road 130
or
County Road 127.
It's Brown Road number one.
Oh, it's going into the airport then?
Their track in yellow, their outfall is proposed along this side here. Along the south or southeast side of the property. I call that Brown Road number one. It looks like it's also Penny Wayne Lane. Right here?
Yeah.
Why are they asking for the variance?
This is the one we've heard multiple times at this point. The criteria says that you have to be a foot above the static water level or the flow line of the ditch with your outfall pipe. They're asking for the same thing that others have asked for in the past. As a side note, I think staff and I are possibly going to make a suggestion. We just go ahead and update our rules with regard to this specific requirement that might happen next month. So if y'all have any thoughts or input on that, maybe you could get with staff between now and the next meeting individually to share your thoughts in that regard.
My question in regards to this is, whose responsibility is Brown Road number one?
That's a county ditch. County road, county ditch.
It is a county road?
Yes.
Trying to see it on.
Why isn't our equipment working today?
Due to the meeting being done on conference call as well, we're just working off the agenda packet in itself. That way to make sure that the public attending via telephone is able to see the same visual exhibit that the board is looking at.
Well, last week we had them both in the packet and on the screen. No? Am I mistaken?
Hey, you're in there.
Since we've gone to the phone call, we think it's very important that we provide the call-in people the exact same package we have so they don't miss out on anything and they're being provided the exact same thing we have.
All in favor of granting this variance request, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Moving on to item 7, plats and plans. Make a motion for approval on the following. Item A is 6610 Bailey Road, BDD 4, number 20154, final drainage plan, Tri-Tech Engineering, LP, south side of Bailey Road, west of Heritage Road. Item B is Del Bello Lakes Recreation Center, BDD 4, number 20174, final drainage plan, ALJ Lindsay, 4530 Martin Ridge Road near Future Manville Parkway and Lakeview Drive. Item C is Savannah Parkway, Phase 3, BDD 4, number 20175, final drainage plan, LJ Engineering, Inc., north of County Road 58, east of the Fort Bend County line. Item D is Independence Park Bridge, City of Pearland, BDD 4, number 20169, final drainage plan, HDR Engineering, west of Pearland Parkway at Independence Park near tennis courts. Item E is JT Plaza 3, BDD 4, number 19198, final drainage plan, Fifth Engineering LLC, 7514 Pike Road between Oak and Covey Lane. Item F is surface water treatment plant, pump station, transmission lines, and forced main, City of Pearland, BDD 4, number 19195, final drainage plan, Stantec Consulting Services on Mustang Bio at intersection of with County Road 48. Item G is Redeemer Church Edition, BDD 4, number 19175, final drainage plan, Lynch Engineering, south side of State Highway 6, 0.8 miles east of State Highway 288, and just west of Iowa Lane. Item H is Girard Residence, BDD 4, number 20184, final drainage plan, Attico LLC, 7602 Bailey Road, just west of Allen Road. Item I is Stormwater Pump Station Number 1, Caldwell Ranch, BDD 4, Number 20155, Final Drainage Plan, LJ Engineering, off 521, south of State Highway 6, directly north of Southern Colony Development. And we're only approving the portions within BDD 4 jurisdiction. Item J is Pomona Master Drainage Plan, Addendum Bridge, BDD 4, Number 20158, Drainage Impact Analysis, LJ Engineering, located along Mustang Bio between County Road 48 and State Highway 288 within the Pomona Development. Item K is Rodeo Palms, the Lake, Section 3, BDD 4, number 20172, Final Drainage Plan, EHRA Engineering, West State Highway 288, South Troy Road, east of Old Airline Road. Item L is Caldwell Track Addendum, BDD 4, number 19121, Drainage Impact Analysis, LJ Engineering, Inc., west end of Bullard Road at the district boundary. And item M is Goldsberry Edition, BDD 4, number 20186, Final Plat, ProServe, 18031, County Road 125. Make a motion to approve. Is there a second?
Second.
Jared, let's go to item one. What do we have?
Okay, item one is a residence that's going to be at 6610 Bailey Road. That's depicted in your packet. They're providing detention on site in the amount of about 5,700 cubic feet, and that detention is for roughly 8,700 square feet of new impervious cover. That's an effective rate of 0.65 acre feet per acre. The second project is the Del Bello Lakes Rec Center. This rec center is part of Del Bello Lakes Section 1. Section 1 proposed a total of 14.18 acre feet for 21.82 acres of development. That's an effective rate of 0.65 acre feet per acre. This recreation center in total is within Section 1, therefore detention is already provided for the development. The next project is the Savannah Parkway Phase 3. This is a roadway extension within the Savannah subdivision. Sheet 5 of the drainage plan show that the Lake NW5 provides 13.89 acre feet of detention mitigation for 15.61 acres of development. That is an effective rate of 0.89 acre feet per acre. Item D is the Independence Park Bridge. This is a City of Pearland pedestrian bridge, which goes across the creek at that location. This is a replacement of an existing bridge. There's no increase in impervious cover that would require detention. Item E is the JT Plaza 3. We were discussing this previously with the two variance requests. This is the project that proposed a 2-foot-high vertical wall pond with 10-foot maintenance berms. That's depicted in your packet. The project is providing the requisite amount of detention, more specifically 0.5418 acre-feet of detention provided for 0.825 acres of development. That is an effective rate of 0.66 acre-feet per acre. The next project is a City of Pearland project, which will bring water from the new surface water treatment plant throughout the city to the various plant facilities. This is basically a bunch of water line that's being run in the west part of the city. It has three crossings of your facilities, which meet or exceed the pipeline spacing requirements as you go under the ultimate cross section of the ditches. It doesn't propose any impervious cover. The next project is the item G, which is Redeemer Church. This is a Lentz Engineering project. I'm going to recuse myself and move on to the next item. Item H is the Girard Residence. This is a project which was built and constructed without the knowledge and approval of District 4. They got in hot water with the county as a result of that. We have retroactively imposed all of our detention and drainage requirements on them. This plan is basically a papering of those required changes to get that project up to scratch. That's shown in your packet. It does provide detention, specifically 0.401 acre feet of detention for 0.601 acres of increased impervious. That's an effective detention rate of 0.67 acre feet per acre. The next project is the stormwater pump station that serves the Caldwell Ranch development. This is the project that's predominantly in Fort Bend County.
It has the pump station and the outfall down in your southwest corner. As Commissioner Brennan said, we're only approving the portion of the project that's within DD4's jurisdiction. This pump station meets all of the district requirements. For your reference, the proposed detention in the overall development is an effective rate of 1.16 acre feet per acre, and that's largely because of the fact that Fort Bend County has required Harvey or NOAA Atlas 14 rainfall be used in the sizing of those facilities. The next project is the Pomona Master Drainage Plan. This is strictly an update to their modeling and drainage impact analysis, which shows that these three bridges can be built without any adverse impact. I was asked about the specific construction that will take place here. We have pointed out in the review process that approval of this addendum does not get them a pass on any requirements as it relates to physical construction. In other words, the plans have yet to be submitted to the district, and we will ensure that those meet all of our requirements when the time comes. Item K is the Rodeo Palms, the Lake Section 3. You may recall we just had a variance item on this relative to maintenance berms. This is another section of development within the Rodeo Palms Lake Section, Rodeo Palms, the Lakes development. That development provides mitigation at a rate of 0.73 acre feet per acre. In other words, detention is already provided for this section. The next item is going to be item L, which is the drainage impact analysis for the Caldwell track. This is the one we were just discussing relative to the pump station. In connection with the early phases of development here, the city, not the city, the school district has negotiated the purchase of a piece of land within this overall development, and the school has an aggressive schedule they need to meet. So they're trying to get this school started sooner than the developer had anticipated. This addendum basically shows that they can do the development of the school without an adverse impact downstream. And that's the purpose of this addendum. The final item is the Goldsberry addition. This is a plat. This plat meets all of our requirements. Worth mentioning that there's no district facilities adjacent to or within this plat. And if there are any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.
Harrison, do you have any questions?
Yeah. Go back here. The Independence Park Bridge, no increased impervious, but it looks like on the plans that there are some added sidewalks and concrete and stuff out at the end of the bridge.
Yeah, so as they replace that bridge, they're taking out the approaches and then reconstructing them to marry up to the new height of the bridge.
Okay.
But we deemed it to be no net increase in impervious cover as a result of the replacement of the bridge.
Okay, and the Caldwell track, you're calling this an addendum, or they're calling it an addendum. I think when I read that, though, it's temporary, and it's going to be changed some later.
So after an initial drainage impact analysis is approved, if there's any follow-up submittals, we generally refer to that as an addendum. But to your point, yes, it addresses a temporary condition created by the fact that the school needs to get started and the pump station is not yet complete. So this is basically proposing a temporary outfall, and the modeling shows that with that temporary outfall, there won't be any adverse impact downstream.
Okay, so it's an impact analysis at this point. So there'll be more.
Like
later.
A revised impact analysis.
Okay. And then I don't know what you can tell us about the
Well, what I can tell you is that we had this reviewed by Freeman Nichols, Ron Bavarian specifically.
Yeah.
He has reviewed the plan, although pretty short, he has found no problem with it that they do in the years of our regulations. And he has specifically said he has no objections.
And we also have David Randolph representing Smith Engineering on the phone if you have any specific questions to the project itself.
Well, like John said, there's not a lot of detail here. I just did not know about the detention rate. I assume that's okay. You know, Ron pretty thorough on that. So
Ron is very thorough on that. Actually, Ron has been the substitute reviewer for the district for nearly 20 years now. In these junctures, so he's very familiar with district rules and regulations. I'm sure the staff that it does meet all district rules and regulations.
Okay.
This is item G, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Yeah, the district, for clarification of the audience, the district has long since required that those people who are either under contract to the district or in another capacity have responsibilities to the district, such as Lynch Engineering in this instance, that those plans be reviewed by a reputable outside reviewer. So this is in compliance with all of that. Hope that doesn't confuse you any worse.
Absolutely.
Oh, one more thing. The residence there at 6610 Bailey Road, do we have access and easement there on the north side of that property? It's on Coward Creek, right?
That section of Coward Creek was actually boxed in once the underground storm sewer, City of Fairland Bailey project a couple of years ago.
Okay. That's all I have.
Dan, you have any questions?
No more. I have no more.
Okay. In regards to item C, the difference in the 0.89 versus 0.65, is that because it was in this portion is in Fort Bend County also?
So the report was prepared and approved and all that before I got here, but I'm going to assume the modeling showed that a higher rate of detention was necessary. At that end of your district, there's some siphons downstream that kind of choke or throttle the amount of release. And it generally drives the detention rate higher than your de facto minimums.
Okay. Hey, if the representative from Lynch Engineering is awake on item G, what is the finished floor elevation of this new Redeemer Church addition?
I'm awake. The finished floor is set at 5650, which is a foot above their existing building out there. Actually, they got two separate buildings out there, but one of them set at 54.7 and one set at 55.3. So we're about a foot above their highest building out there.
Okay.
That's based on that's an AO zone out there, so supposed to be 4 foot above natural ground, or 2 feet above the, it's 2 foot of overflow there, so we're supposed to be 2 feet above that, basically 4 foot total.
Okay, and because I know the existing church out there does, has received water in the past, so I'm just making sure that this new addition is not going to, is this elevation going to affect the old structure that's there?
It's not going to affect the old structure because it's offset from it somewhat. But, yeah, both of those existing buildings they have out there has had water in it before. I think they told me that the higher one had roughly a little less than 6 inches in it, and the other one had about a foot in it.
Okay. So this is going to be taken care of in the building of the new addition, huh?
Yeah, it should. We're a foot above their highest one they got out of there, or a little more than a foot above it. So we're hoping that takes care of it.
Okay.
A lot of rain when it comes out there. But, I mean, we're over 4 foot above natural ground.
Okay. Answer my question. Okay. And let's move to item H then. and the Girard residence, the same question. This all, even though it's already been built, their finished floor elevation, because of that area being so low on it, especially around Allen Road, I know we have problems in that area anyway.
When I was out there, it looked quite high. I mean, it's
high enough that it's not,
high.
They're not going to be complaining. That,
I don't think that structure's in any risk of flooding. Also, it's basically a, they're calling this a residence, but it looks to me more like a shop. It's a metal building that could house, I don't know, trailers, boats, toys, things like that. It doesn't look like a residence to me.
Okay. Okay, in regards to item I, is the pump station in the jurisdiction of BDD 4, or is it in the jurisdiction of Fort Bend County?
Yeah, so that slide it shows the pump station proper to be within that jurisdiction, but I think there's some portion of that project that may potentially be outside. That's the reason for the recommended wording here with your motion.
Right, but they're going to be pumping into Brazoria Drainage District number 4.
The water eventually ends up in your district, yes, sir.
Yeah. So, can you satisfy me and the other commissioners, or somebody can, that who's going to be monitoring this pump station and making sure that this detention pond is actually being detained and we're not just pumping water out as soon as it hits the...
That's a great question. So the criteria manual specifies that the owner-operator of these facilities, these pump station facilities, is supposed to submit quarterly reports that basically speak to, you know, how much flow rate's going through there, is it all work in order, all this kind of thing. And that's something we're looking at internally to figure out why previous management wasn't more proactive in following up on these things. I personally like the idea of issuing an annual permit that would be renewed every year, so that it's very kind of date certain, and there's a protocol whereby your permit expires and you're in non-compliance, if you will. But this is something we're looking at to get addressed. The criteria, I believe, as it stands right now, addresses your concern. But this is something where we've recently discovered it hasn't really been actively managed, and we're trying to find a way to better manage that.
Okay. So, have we approved the plat of this stormwater pump station, or is that forthcoming? I mean, where are we going to put it in there that they're going to have to monitor this, or we're going to have to monitor this, and they're going to comply? Or how do we do that?
Can we do that by permit?
That's kind of where I was headed with that, because at the point where a permit is expired, the
right.
development's in non-compliance, and it's very easy for us to get Ms. Shine turned loose on them, whereas if it's just a note or something on a plat.
Right. I'm just trying to figure out how internally is the district going to be looking.
Ultimately, Commissioner, I think to answer your question, is our current rules and regulations require, if this Board of Commissioners approves a pump detention facility, they're required to meet the criteria of the quarterly inspection. So to answer directly your question, staff will work diligently require the new development to provide those quarterly reports that shows compliance with the district rules and regulations. And moving forward, as Darren mentioned, staff has actually had a couple meetings with Mrs. Shine, the district attorney's office, and that's kind of where Darren's suggestion with the permit may be beneficial moving forward in the future when we revise our rules and regulations. Mrs. Shine spoke specifically that it would be easier for her to assist us in compliance if we had a permit that was not being followed. So that's working with the district attorney's office and trying to review and revise potentially some of the rules and regs to bring these areas to light that will be easier for us.
This is going to require a revision to our present rules and regulations.
That is correct, Commissioner.
Which will in turn require a hearing. Okay.
Well,
but we do currently have criteria in place that we can enforce and instruct the developer as we move forward with this, so that we require
to this. You keep on referring to the developer. I'm sure at one point this is going to turn over into the MUD and or a homeowners association.
Correct.
So
homeowners slash developer, right?
I'm sorry.
It refers to the owner slash developer, whoever's in control.
Okay. All right. As long as this district is following what we have in our rules, and we make sure that they're following what they need to be doing. I'm concerned, especially on this large development and the impact that it can cause. So, okay. And I believe that's all I have. Hey, gentlemen, we have approximately... all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Apologize. We're in approximately 9:56. I'll go ahead and call for adjournment.